Okay, this Shabbat, this Saturday, is the first of the four Shabbatot, which are called that are called the Shabbat, that we add an extra portion to the Torah portion. And it happens four times a year, signifying a certain transformation that begins from this Shabbat, particularly because it's the first Shabbat of the month of Adar, and it's the time that the Mishnah tells us that they weighed the half a shekel coin to be given to the donation towards the tabernacle, towards the Mishkan, and they used it as a census, that they knew how many people were there, so everyone gave a half. And then they also used this half a coin to pay for the sacrifices and for the adanim, which are the structure that held up the Mishkan. And so that's what the half a coin went to, and it went into a very collective place. And so basically, we start off with this parsha, with this edition on this Shabbat. The next one is going to be Zachor, remembering what Amalek did to us. And then the one after that is Parah, which is the red heifer, which talks about the cleansing of the red heifer. And the last one is Achodesh, which talks about the new moon of the month of Nisan. And that is this preparation that we're doing. We're going from the month of Adar, and we're going through this transformation to reach the month of Nisan, which signifies two levels, as we spoke about, two levels of miracles. The miracle of Adar, or the significance of the month of Adar, is the miracles that are within nature. Whereas the miracles of the month of Nisan is the miracles which are what? Which are miracles that are above nature. And this whole metamorphosis that we're going through, of coming from these four parshiot, we're told they signify God's name. They have the four letters of God's name. And they start off with this Shabbat, where it is corresponds to the letter Yud. The next one is the letter Hey, and the next one is the Vav, and the last one is the Hey, and that signifies this transformation and this revelation of God, of Hashem, in the world, in a revealed way. And it starts us off with this Shabbat. So that's what we're going to be focusing on. This Shabbat is called Shabbat Shkalim, the Shabbat of weighing the half a shekel coin. And why is that so important? And there's the big question, which is, why is it only a half a shekel? Why do we want to give things in halves? If we want to give something, give it fully. You want to fully give something, right? You don't want to give a half. You don't want to do a half job. You want to do something fully. So why does the Torah instruct us give a half? So for this, we're going to be going into a very deep teaching from this book, which is the Biurei HaZohar, the explanation of the Zohar by the Mittler Rebbe. And I think it's going to be really eye-opening for all of us, including me, that I've learned this a couple of times, and it's absolutely mind-blowing. But before we go into this, there is a lot of knowledge that some of us have about the idea of the half. So some say that the idea of the half is what is the half of that each person should feel that they are just a half, and their friend, right? Love your friend as you love yourself. The other is your complementary self, the other person, right? You need the other to really fully be yourself. Like, you can't just be a loner and be disconnected and say, I'm not a part of. No, the whole idea of a community, the whole idea of this back and forth of giving of yourself and melting almost with something which is more collective is something which is the idea of the community. Shalom, welcome. No, I'm not. Amichai. But the whole idea of the collective is the letting go of the self, right? Where there is welcome. Feel free, feel at home.
Thank you.
Where one person has to realize, must realize that they are just a half. And the other person is their other half. And that's what we know about the half a shekel coin, right? We're all a half. The other person is my mirror, basically.
It's the partial where you talk about like people over 25 or
over 20, yeah.
Oh, it's over 20, not 25.
No. But yeah,
I haven't learned this for a while.
That's okay. Exactly. That's what we're gonna get to.
So people over 20 like
give the half a coin, and that's it. That right. So that's the famous understanding that many people have, but yet. Yeah. Here, that we're gonna speak about that.
Okay.
It's a very profound idea that we're gonna learn from this book inside. But I wanna first just give a little bit of a background. So that's the half that a lot of us know, that the idea of the giving of the half is because one is part of a collective. The other reason of the half is that we're a half, but Hashem, God, is our other half. And as smart as someone is, as talented as someone is, as good looking as they, it's Hashem, it's only God, that's their partner, that's going to help them. That's the recipe for success. You can't do it on your own. You need Hashem to be your partner and say, I'm walking through the sea together with you. And that's the famous two levels of the half a shekel, right? But today we're going to go a little deeper into this. And I think we're going to bring this into our personal selves. And so first of all, we're going to explore, as I said, this book, the teaching from this book called the Biurei HaZohar, which is said over by the Mittler Rebbe, the son of the Alter Rebbe. And this is explanations on the book of Zohar that was explained by the Alter Rebbe and the way he explained it. So first he quotes the portion of the Zohar, which we're going to learn together, and then we're going to go into some of this explanation. So nobody be scared or be like, oh no, what's going to happen? Let's just take it little by little, and I think that we're all going to greatly benefit. Okay, so the Zohar says, Pikuda, it is a mitzvah, right? Liten machatzita shekel, to give a half a shekel coin. Man machatzita shekel, what is a half a shekel coin? The Zohar says, Iu kagon chatzi ahin, it is like the half hay. There's two hays. Vidav vav memutza, and then there's a letter vav, which is between it. Ben shnei ahin, avna lemishkal bahada, and together, these two halves are yud, they make a letter yud, esrim gera shekel, da yud. So they're together, the two hays make a yud, but then the entire worth of the coin is 20 shekel. What does that mean? That's what the Zohar says, and tries to explain this idea of this esoteric teaching of the Zohar. Okay, so once again, just to give you guys what the Zohar is saying, he says, what is the half a shekel coin? It's the two parts of the letter hey, and in the middle there's a letter vav, and together the two hays create one yud, 10, but then together sim gera shekel, they become 20, and that's the letter yud. Yeah,
we're talking strictly numerologically here. Like, hey is the fifth letter, so it's 5.
Exactly.
And yud is the tenth letter, so it's 10. So I totally don't get where the 20 comes from.
Right. Right. So, so he says that the 10 together with another worth that is there is 20. So now let me just give a little bit more of a background on this. The Zohar, the Torah basically says that one should give a half a shekel, and what's the worth of the full shekel? It's 20, no, it's 20 gerah of the full shekel. The full worth of this chatzi shekel, it's called 20 gerah, which is a certain level of a measurement. And so the half a shekel turns out to be 10 gerah. So one is giving 10, but the 10 is only half of the 20, which is the full worth of
The
it.
other 10 comes from Hashem.
So one second, because we said that we're only half, and the other half is making the whole. And over here, there seems to be another half that's beyond the letter Yud, which is coming together to form 20. And this is like a very esoteric teaching of the Zohar, and it's not really explained. But over here, the Mittler Rebbe, and this is what we're going to be looking into, is going to explain this. And it's a phenomenal teaching, phenomenal explanation on this. So please, God, do my best to try to explain this, or learn this together with you. So the Mittler Rebbe starts off and he says, what are these two letter hays that are there? So they represent the that altogether, that this coin over there, that you could imagine that this coin, let me just hold up, I guess, like a shekel, that this coin over here, it's split into two, and the splitting of the coin into two is the first half is the letter hey of Hashem's name. The letter vav is what splits it. It's in the middle. And then the other half is the other letter hey. And then the worth of the entire coin is 10.
The half
So
was 10.
but half is also 10. And that's what he's going to get before he gets into that we've got this letter hey that's there in the beginning that is called the feminine, the higher letter hey, and then we've got the letter hey which is below it, which is the realm of Malchut, which is the other feminine. The letter Vav is what draws it, which is called Zer Anpin, right? And then that stems from a
So the modern shekels, they put that on the modern shekels too.
that stems from another level of separation, of where it ultimately separates from the higher letter hey and the lower letter hey, and the division and the idea of the half, which we're going to get into that significance of the letter half. But he says that this letter hey, sorry, this letter vav, that separation signifies that there is another separation which is above it. And that is the source of that, which is the letter yud itself. And the letter Yud itself, if it's spelled letter Yud, it has the letter Yud itself, but it's what it's called Milui, it's full letter. If we spell Yud, we have Yud, Vav, Dalid. And Vav and Dalid is 10 in Gematria, right? Vav is 6, and Dalid is 4. So within Yud itself, we actually have 20.
Oh.
Yud itself is actually 20, and that's this. And what does this mean? Okay, so it means that there is a that there is the pregnant feeling, pregnant idea, and that in the and then there is the source. Shalom
I
aleichem.
don't know about
This
that.
to you. God bless you.
Okay.
So there's the letter Yud that is the source itself. And then there's the letter Vav Dalid which is what is hidden and what is revealed afterwards. And what does this mean? It means that just like a fetus that's in its mother's womb is hidden, nobody knows what's there, right? But the source of it is the mother, right? It's that she's there in the source. And so too on a spiritual level, that we've got our emotions, which are the Vav Dalid, and we've got the Yud, which is the source of it. In other words, your emotions, our emotions come from where? Comes from our intention, from our mind. Where do you have your emotions from? It's because it comes from a place inside of you that caused you to think that way. That's why you feel that way. The only reason why someone feels in a certain way is because he felt it in their thoughts. And the thoughts then gave birth to the emotions. And therefore, what was hidden in the thoughts was pregnant. So there's basically two yuds. There's that yud, which is the source, but then there's the pregnant yud, which very much directs how you're going to, how one feels. And it could be that when someone is talking or expressing themselves, that they're not fully expressing themselves, that they're really thinking of something else, that their intention is really something else. And you could be hearing that person, you could be listening to that person, but you don't know what's inside of their mind, that they may be thinking of something completely different. And that's where we have the letter Yud, which is the source. And then we've got the other letter Yud, that if the source is not in its right place, it's pregnant with something else, with another intention. Whereas if the yud itself is like the higher letter level yud, so then the expression is a full expression of self. That's the yud, which is on the higher level. But then when we've got the other letters of vav and dalid, so then that's the intention where one has not the full intention of what it is that they're actually thinking. So we've got two letter yuds inside of our minds, inside of our beings. We've got two letter yuds inside of our beings. We've got the letter yud, which is the source. That's the one's higher source. But then we've got another letter yud inside of us, which is a lower it's a pregnant letter yud, because yud again is yud, but it's spelled vav dalid. So the numerology of yud itself is actually 20. So the numerology of yud is 20. So we've got once again we've got that initial idea, the deep idea, which is the first letter yud. But then we've got the other letter yud, which is vav and dalid, and that's the pregnant letter yud. So how does he explain this? So he says that he explains that so he explains that, once again, the half a shekel is this, and again, we're in the week of the letter Yud, the first letter, the first of the four parshiot of these special weeks, starting with a parsha, which starts us off with the letter Yud, which we're supposed to give the Yud, which is really a half. But we ask the question, why is yud a half? Yud is really a full number, but it, in truth, is it is a half, because the letter yud has two levels to it. There's the higher level yud, which yud represents chokhmah, right? Divine intelligence. There's the higher level chokhmah, but then there's the pregnant level chokhmah where it could be revealed through. And it could be revealed in a place which is not exactly its intention, which is its higher intention. So what was the half a shekel given for? It was given towards the sacrifices and for the adanim, for the structure in the Mishkan, which are the lower structures, representing that the elevation of the half a shekel is this elevation of the letter yud, elevation of the lower parts of oneself. So we mentioned at the beginning, right, that there's the half a shekel represents the connection that we have towards others, represents the connection we have with God. But really, it's on the deepest level, it's the connection that we have within ourselves, because within ourselves, we have two letter yuds. We have two halves. What are these two halves? We have the half, which is the higher level half of ourselves, we could say, the divine part of ourselves. But then we have also a lower part of ourself, which is the one that's the Vav Dalid, that is pregnant, that has possibility, that has potentiality, but at the same time, it is not the higher level of the Yud.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
So it seems to me that there's a number of different ways of looking at this, right? Like, one is clearly left hemisphere, right hemisphere, mm-hmm. brain, right? Mm-hmm. Abstract and intuitive and in the kishkas, so to mm-hmm. speak, rather than the really intellectual.
Yes.
Right. There's also the upper and lower.
Exactly.
But clearly in a man, you know, the lower half is only pregnant if there's a feminine accompaniment.
Right.
Right? So the other way to look at it then becomes, it's not about integrating the upper and the lower, at least for a man. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it's like for a woman. I've never experienced that, at least not in this lifetime. But for a man, clearly, and Shakespeare wrote about this, right? There's Ariel and what's his name? Caliban, right? In The Tempest.
Mm-hmm.
So there's our animal nature,
mm-hmm.
lower.
That's exactly what we're getting into. Okay, that's exactly it. Very good.
I didn't mean to.
No, excellent. Okay. You're on track with this.
Okay.
So yeah.
How do you get the yud, the vav, and the dalet?
Because that's the gematria of yud. When you spell yud, you have yud spelled yud vav dalet. That's yud. But the vav dalet is also 10.
Spelling out.
Right. The yes. Okay. Good. So now he says that, you know, I wish I could go through the words, but if we would go through the words, it would take us like a really long time. And plus we would lose many, you know, with the translation. So I'm kind of like bringing this together and summarizing it. So then he says that, the Mittler Rebbe says that, what is this, measurement, because it says that it needs to be a measurement, and there's a measurement which is going on, and the measurement is that within that coin, again, we've got the coin over there, and once again, it represents these two halves, that which are the letter Hayes, but in the middle is the letter Vav, and that's almost like something which is weigh, because shekel means to weigh something, lishkol means to weigh. And the two parts are being weighed by this balance. And the Vav is balancing the two, right?
Beautiful balance, right?
Beautiful balance.
Yeah. That's the balance of the Tiferet, right? That's the two. And that middle line over there that's creating the balance is now really there to as a part of the whole balance of of what we call chokhmah, of divine intelligence, which is how God created the world, through this divine intelligence, which is really a balance of how he created the world on so many different levels. He created the world with balance. But the balance is called basically the two yuds, which are the higher yud, the lower yud, but then the vav goes on the side. And there we have what? Which letter? The letter aleph. Right? Alpha in the beginning. So that's that higher yud, lower yud. And then the balance, which is bringing the two together. But that letter yud is the same letter yud. It's the 20, right? Coming together. And within the aleph, we've got that coin, that essential coin. If you would look at it that way, you would see the yud, the vav, and then the coin around it. But then when you go deeper, it's really 20 because there are two yuds. No, it's 26. It's really God's name. It's Hashem's name, 26. It's the vav, right? But if we don't take the vav over there, because that's what the Zohar is saying, the vav is just this way, which is in between the two, which are the two yuds, which are really either could be looked at as hays, because they're halves, or they are the points itself, and then they become the yuds on the higher sphere, on the higher dimension. So on the higher, more of the intellectual, the dimension, they are then letter yuds. And he says that, what is the idea of these letter yuds?
I'm sorry, one more interruption?
Yeah, please.
If I may?
Please.
Is there any chance, and forgive me, like this is going to be the second time today I've done this. Is there any chance that the Mittler Rebbe was ever exposed to Taoism? You're familiar with Taoism?
Yeah.
Because the yin and the yang.
This is Kabbalah. Yeah, this is exactly, this is the Kabbalistic understanding. This is where it came from.
The yin and the yang is from Kabbalah? No, because
it doesn't matter. It's divine wisdom. That's the answer. That's the answer. Let's get into that afterwards.
I'm going to step out just for a minute, just because I felt attacked from.
No. God forbid.
No, that's what I felt. I'm not telling you that's what happened. I'm telling you that's what I felt.
Okay.
So I'm going to step out for a minute. Forgive me.
No problem. Okay. So this idea of the letter yud is this balance of these two parts, because the yud itself is a balance, because chokhmah itself is a balance. How is it a balance? Because yud or chokhmah is koachma, the power of what? And the power of what represents that there is a knowledge which is above me. Whereas it also says about chokhmah, b'chokhmah itbariru, that the idea, that the ability to levarer, itbariru, in the Zohar, that how do you sift through things? It's through the wisdom, the ability to sift through good and bad and this and the other. It's because you're doing it with observation, with the observation of wisdom, of that of chokhmah, right? Which is more of that intelligence. So there's the two parts of intelligence, two parts of chokhmah, which seem contradictory. On the one hand, chokhmah is abstract, but then on the other hand, chokhmah is all about clarifying, right, and understand and deepening the idea, or fixing the idea. And actually, what represents chokhmah in the seven species is chita, and chita, which is a grain. And chita is the letters 22, which are 22 letters of the alphabet, because that's why, you know, we have 22 main teeth, which is the idea of and the ability to make sense of something. Says that a child does only ask the question once they start to use their teeth, once they start eating grain, then the child now has wisdom. Now they have wisdom. Yet a child only starts to ask and to speak once they eat bread or farina or something like that, grain. So grain represents chokhmah, but then now is the ability for the child to now be not just a little child, but now to ask questions, to start speaking, which is a deepening of their awareness. So chachma, like when and that also for us, the idea of speaking, we have the ability, actually the highest, the closest that we have between these two aspects of speech and chachma and wisdom is that they're basically the same. They're just polar opposites. The ability to speak comes from chachma, comes from wisdom, comes from the highest place of oneself. But a child cannot speak properly, even though they may understand by the year, age two, whatever. But then once they start to eat bread, basically, then all of a sudden, their chachma now is able to come down into speech. That means that chachma is able to go down into the lowest levels. That's what chachma is. Chachma is the source of everything, right? And there's a connection. It says that in the Zohar, it says, Abba Yasad Barta, that the father is more connected to the daughter in terms of that line. And the mother is more connected to the son. But the idea is that the father is chachma and the daughter is malchut, right? Let's forget about how that works exactly psychologically. But on a spiritual level, chachma and malchut, which are the highest and the lowest, are most interconnected, which means that chachma is able to go down into the level of clarifying the lowest level. So chachma is a paradox. Chachma on the one hand is koachma, it's abstract, it comes from nowhere, but then it also goes down into malchut, it goes down into the lowest levels. So what is chachma? And those are the two levels of the yud. There's the higher level yud and the lower level yud. The higher level yud, which is this yud in it of itself, and the lower level yud is vav dalid, right? Represents the vav dalid goes down into the world. The vav is the zer anpin, which draws down, and the dalid is malchut, which is speech, right? So the vav dalid is emotions and speech, whereas the yud itself beforehand is this realm of chokhmah, which is above the self. Abstract, koachma, a koach, chokhmah me'ayin timatze. It's coming from ayin. It's a spark of wisdom, intelligence, brilliance. Where does brilliance come from? Where does intelligence come from? It comes from a spark, which is not something that we could understand. It's something that comes from, you know, from above oneself. But yet it goes down into the world. And if lifts up the world, and the Mittler Rebbe says that is the half a shekel. Those are the two halves. There's the higher half of the shekel, and then which represents the abstract level of chokhma, and then there is the lower level of the half a shekel, which represents the descent into the world and the sifting and the rectification that is done within the physical realm.
So what are the two, he's saying that the half shekel is two yuds?
Yes.
And the vav is connecting. So where does that vav come
from? The vav is, well, where does it come from? It's butzina de kardunisa, which is within Keter. That's gvura within Keter. Gvur within Keter is the place of the judging, which is the kav, which is kav amida, that goes all the way back, right, from the beginning of the ein, right, it goes all the way back.
When we're giving half a shekel, which half are we giving?
Ah, so that's what we're gonna get into now. Yeah. So. So we have these two parts, which are called in Kabbalah, they're called Ma Uban, which is basically the whole story of creation. The whole story of creation is this balance of Ma Uban. What's Ma? Ma is actually the letters for chokhmah, is koach ma, right? But ma in gematria is Adam, is Adam, the higher self, the 45. It's a rectificate. Ma is Adam begimatria, right? 45, Adam. Yeah. So Adam is above nature, above higher level. But then we have another level, which is ban, which is behema. Ban is behema, which means 52. Behema is 52, means the raising up of the physicality. So we've got the drawing down of the spirituality, the ma, and we've got the ban, which is raising up of the physicality. Basically, these are the levels of either Moshe Rabbeinu, which is ma, and Eliyahu Anavi. Eliyahu is gematria, actually ban, of raising up the lower realms. Right? Moshe says, V'nachnu ma, we are ma. And Eliyahu goes up to heaven on what? On a chariot. Means he lifts up the physicality. And it says about Eliyahu Navi that his mother was pregnant with him. And this is an unbelievable thing. I don't know how that works in science, but his mother was pregnant with him for 12 months. I don't know. It's figurative, I'm sure. And it tells us something. But Eliyahu Navi is about the raising up of the physicality. Which is why, actually, for Mashiach to come, right, Eliyahu Navi needs to come first, because there's first the raising up of the physicality, of the uplifting of the veil of what we think is nature, is whatever, that it's Hashem, and recognizing that Hashem is there and lifting that up. That's the idea of Ban, right? That's Be'ma, lifting up the Be'ma, which is the Nefesh HaBa'amit. And then Ma is the Moshe Rabbeinu, that's Adam, that's the level of Bitul, basically. Okay. Okay. Moshe said about himself, V'nachnu ma. He felt like he was the most humble person that ever lived. Achia Anav, right? Anav mikol Adam. So he was the most humble person. He was nothing. All he was a a conduit for Hashem. For that's the level of Chachma, where he was just above. It wasn't about him. And then that drew down to the people. But Eliyahu Navi, which is the idea of Ban, is the idea of raising up the physicality, raising up nature, raising up the corporeal. And these are the two halves. The Mittler Rebbe says that are being drawn together as one. The half a shekel is half of the other. The ma and the ban coming together, merging and marrying each other, is the perfection of all of creation. Why God created the world? God didn't just create the world for it to be above nature and abstract, and He didn't make the world that it should be hidden from Hashem. He made a physical world that seems like it's something, but within that something, Hashem should be revealed. That one realizes it's all Him. And that's the marriage of these two opposites. And that's what it says about Yitzchak and Rivka. Who's Yitzchak? Yitzchak is Ma. What's Rivka? Is Man. And the two of them coming together is the ultimate marriage. And that's why it's the longest marriage that's talked about in the Torah. It's one of the longest parshat that Eliezer goes out there and he meets it and he meets the one and he tells the story over. Why is it so long? It's so long, the Alter Rebbe says, because that's the entire Torah is all about that. It's so long because that's what the whole world is about. Bringing together Ma'uban, Yitzchak and Rivka. So Yitzchak goes out, or Eliezer goes out, finds her, Ban, brings her back. And he brings her into, they're unified. This level of Yitzchak and Rivka, and on the cosmic level, that's the level of Ma on the higher, and Ban on the lower levels. But within ourselves, we've got these two halves. We've got the level inside of us, which is the higher level Yud, which is the Ma. And we've got the Vav Dalet Yud, which is the ban, which where when we eat, you know, we should say a we need to say a blessing. Like when we speak to someone, we need to say, how does the Torah want me to really think, you know, conduct myself in this way, right? I'm doing a business transaction, something like, I need to understand, like, I'm not just going to haphazardly just do things just because I want to do them in the most sanctified way, right? Possible that I can't, we're human and that's what we're working on ourselves all the time. But that's this merging of ma uban, where the ma is like this higher self and the ban is the animalistic self. And the two of them are meant to be joined together. Those are the two halves of the shekel. Those are the two parts that we have within ourselves, but they stem from which part that within ourselves, within our minds, within our psyches, within our own minds, we've got the ma umban within our minds. We've got the letter yud within our own minds. Are we fully in tune with who we are? Or are we vav dalid? We need to be someone for someone else. And that's where we have the fragmentation. We have the separation because you know that this is really who I am, but then I need to act this way either to be safe, which is where trauma comes from, you know, the result of that someone feels like they have to act in a certain way, either to please someone or to react in a certain way, to protect themselves, whatever it is, then they're not free to act, to be connected to their letter yud, to their true self, to their higher self. They've been separated, right? They've been separated because they haven't come together. And the half a shekel coin is this half a shekel, which is then joining our whole self. And what is this half a shekel coin? So it says that Moshe didn't know what it was. So when you ask, which one is it? So Moshe is like, how do we do this? Right? In Hebrew, you say, Ech ochlim, like, how do I do this? How do I eat this? How do I deal with this situation? What is this half a shekel coin? What am I supposed to do? So it says that God showed him, it says in one of three things, he showed him a fiery golden coin. He says, this is the coin, and this is the fire. You should give it like this. And what was this golden coin? The golden coin, the half a shekel coin, sorry, represents this half a shekel coin that was seen in fire is this half a shekel coin that we have within ourselves, which is that fiery godly soul, which is that letter yud, which is the yid. That's the pintel yid, the highest self that we have within ourselves, but mostly it is dormant. It is mostly quiet. Why? Because the lower letter vav dalid, which is my persona, my external, my posa, I want to be like that, I want to look like, I want to be liked, I want to be like, and we're stuck in the vav dalid. I need to be known, I need to get so many likes, I need to have it. Why do you need that? Why aren't you good just being you, being connected to who you are? Why do you need the approval of someone else to now tell you that you're a godly soul, you're connected to Hashem, your destiny is ruled not by anyone else, not by anything that they say, that they think about you. It's not going to affect you. It's not going to harm you. It's not going to hurt you. You're fine. But most of us are stuck in the Vav Dalid, the Yud. And Moshe's got the answer, learned the answer, that how do we activate it? With fire. The fire of that letter Yud, which is the higher letter Yud, which is the fire of our godly soul, which is then able to activate the lower letter Yud of the self, where one could become now machatzita shekel, but what is the full shekel, right? You want to become full. You want to become whole. What's that? What did you say? Full shekel? We want to become full.
Oh,
Male. We want to become full, because what's full? We're only half, because even that letter yud is my godly soul. But unless I do something with my godly soul potential, I don't bring it into the vav dalid, then I'm only half. And that fiery half a shekel now gives the person like the strength, like this godly, the strength to be able to say, you know, I'm going to pull down, I'm going to energize my, you know, it's like jumpstart. It's like, I'm going to jumpstart my animal self that's just sleeping. And it is, you know, wherever it is, wherever the animal self is, it could be woken up. And how does it get woken up? Because of its other half, the higher half, the letter yud, which is now drawing down and being drawn down, and then awakening the lower letter yud, or the lower animal self. So he says that, you know, this is why so many in exile, like the whole idea of the higher self coming down into this world and energizing, it says that's why we have such incredible souls, such as, he quotes the Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that during the times of Ikvas Ad Mashiach, during the times of the heel of Mashiach, where we need it the most, where we're very, very, very much distant, and we don't feel, we don't see, we don't understand, we need those high souls and these deep Torahs to come down and to energize us. And so these souls, like the Rashbi, the Zohar, came down to like awaken us, because we need it. We need like very, very strong medicine, basically, to awaken the slumbering prince and princess that's sleeping. And that half that's sleeping needs to be known of who he or she is. And that's the idea, that the half a shekel was given for the sake of what? Of the sacrifices and the lower parts, the lower structures of the Mishkan, meaning that the higher, that this is, it's this donation, right? This higher level donation of, we could say, of the godly soul comes down into the world in order to uplift the world, in order to uplift the dormant, sleeping, slumbering self. By what? By bringing the sacrifices, and by bringing the adanim. So the ma comes down levarer ban. This level of ma, the 45 letter name of God, which is the name of God, which is with the letter alephs, comes down to uplift the name Ban, which is God, which is within the world, which is God's name with the letter He, in, right? And that's the whole purpose of creation. And so this whole balance of these two worlds coming together, of Ma being uplifting Ban, is basically this balance of the letter Vav that is within these two, and within the, like, deciding how much does each person need to do, like that balance of uplifting one's, we could say, package or full full work that they need to do, either in a in their lifetime or within a certain circumstance. How much of the two, you know, and that comes with a balance, with a correct balance of how much is exactly needed to do and to invest, to uplift. In other words, it's very, it's exact. It's also, it's not clear what it is or how exact it is, But each level of uplifting, which is necessitated, which is needed of us to do in our lives, in our circumstances, wherever it is that we find ourselves, if it's work, if it's personal life, if it's day to day, like during the day. So then, you know, there is this there is this particular thing that's going on, or you're driving and then there's a certain, you know, car that's in front of you that's not exactly friend, whatever it is, like, and how are you reacting to it, and how, it's on the minute level and it's exact for you and it's perfectly tailored for you, for each person, where we have the ability to not just in theory to say, okay, it's going to wake me up, you know, this one time, and then like tomorrow I'm going to be back to my slumbering days, just like a New Year's resolution. The whole idea of this Shabbat, of the energy of this Shabbat, the Kitisa, right, of the Shkalim, is infusing us with a newfound recognition that we do have a choice. And that's what this really comes down to, that we have the choice to decide. We have the ability to be responsible. We have the ability to respond to the circumstance in the best of our ability. So the circumstance, we could say, is the letter ban, and our ability to choose the reaction, and coming from the more of the higher self, of the mindful self, of the godly soul self, that is the letter yud. That's ma, and the two of them coming together, the potential and the circumstance, is exactly what fits together. And that's something that we know of, but this parsha, this Shabbat, gives us an extra strength of recognizing that this is something available to us, that we have the ability to choose God, to choose Hashem in the situation, to see Him in the situation, versus being unconscious, being in this self-absorbed place, versus no, we do have this. We do have the ability to choose. We have the ability to say, we have the higher level yud, which is there, that is able to affect the lower level letter yud of the vav dalid, which is our circumstance. So the circumstance is the vav dalid yud, which is drawing us to say, I want to be whole. I want to be one. Right? I want to live wholehearted, even in the circumstance, which may be challenging, but just even accepting that this is the challenge. Like I was speaking to someone earlier, and he was blaming himself for reacting to something in this particular challenge. I'm like, you're just doing your best. You are, you know, you're a human being. And when you try to shame yourself of saying like, I should not be doing this, then you're not giving yourself the ability to really be within the situation, to really allow the situation to really be merged with the self, because you're actually denying yourself that vav dali. You're ashamed of it, and you don't want to even see that. And how could you fix something if you're shamed by it? You almost have to let go. So I was like, first, just accept the situation that this is what you do. That's okay. That's fine. But just accept that. And once you accept that, then you realize that's my vav dalet. And you're like, well, why do I act that way? Why do I speak that way? That's at least my vav dalet. But I first accept that I have that vav dalet kind of, you know, reaction to the circumstance. And then I'm able to take my letter yud, which is chachma, and say like, well, why do I do that? And what are other strategies What are other ways that I could cope differently within that situation? I have options. I have choices. And that's something huge, because that's what makes us Adam, right? We're called Adam, like children of Adam, because we want to be mindful and not reactive in the situation. We don't want to eat mindlessly. We don't want to speak mindlessly. We don't want to react mindlessly. And that's the mindless is the Vav Dalet. And the letter Yud and the half a shekel coin. And this is what this Shabbat really reminds us of, that it gives us this like jump start to say, wait, one second. I don't have to keep on, you know, being mindless. I could first of all accept that it's there, which is actually the surrounding, you know, thing which is around the coin itself. It's actually accepting itself. It's accepting the fact that it is not yet perfect, which is very important, because, you know, if you deny that, then there's no one to work with, because you're ashamed of it. If you're ashamed of it, then you don't allow it to be, and you don't allow yourself to actually be, because you're really beyond the shame, beyond that, right? And then comes the option and the choice to react to the situation. And so, you know, all of us could think of, you know, this week of like, you know, very practically, this Shabbat gives us this jumpstart for the Chochmah for the entire year, our divine Chochmah, our divine ability to choose, not just for this Shabbat, and then we go back, you know, on Sunday or Monday back to our old selves, but it gives us the nourishment that we hold on to for the entire year. And that's why it's such a beautiful and powerful energy of this Shabbat, you know, that's there, that's available to us. Again, you know, being connected to these, to the cycle of the readings of the Torah, you know, at least we know what's available to us on the spirit, on the energetic, on the spiritual level. And we have the ability to now also internalize its lesson as we go on throughout the year. So what is, here's a question for you. What is a success that you feel that you had where the Vav Dalid was there, where the reaction, the circumstance was there, but then you were able to look at it and you were able to see yourself as now maybe doing something a little bit different than where what you may have done, you know, before. Right, think about that for a second. And, you know, it could be as simple as, for me, I think I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, like, you know, there's a lot of student drivers here, and, you know, and you always get in back of them, and and you get stuck for a long time. And, you know, coming from New York, you know, it's like, you know, you kind of like want to like move. And, you know, I try to be like as really courteous, but it gets you kind of frustrated. And then I realized that God is telling me something. What is God telling me? Not that I need to react in that situation of like getting nervous. Oh, what's going to, this is something which is out of my control. But what is this lesson for? God is telling me breathe. This is an opportunity to breathe, to like be like, good. God just wants me to just breathe in this situation. And I was able to see that success today after, you know, and it feels great. It's a very simple, you know, but it's major, because that's where the successes really are, in the minor things, in the detail, in those little day-to-day things, not in the major things. Oh, I'm gonna do that. It's right there. That's the hardest thing to do. And that's the half a shekel, you know, the that higher letter Yud that comes together with a lower letter Yud, and that makes the whole, because that allows for the whole self to be expressed, the higher self a lower self, the fault even, and everything that comes with it is all within that coin. It's all surrounded within it. And the letter Vav is deciding why it's happening and how much you need to, you know, to do with it, how much you need to react and to really pay attention to it versus how much not, how much focus, how much releasing. It's all just very, very simple. It's very, very exact, but it's beautiful work that we have an opportunity to do. And that's what life is about. Life is about this work, this internal work that we do by little by little, day by day, you know, moment to moment, just trying to be a little bit better, you know, just trying to allow ourselves to bring Hashem into the circumstance, into the situation. And doing that, we fulfill basically the reason of the creation. That's the purpose of creation, to make for God a dwelling place down in this lower world. It's not this abstract concept. It's as simple as I have this situation over here. How am I gonna do it? Am I gonna breathe? Or am I gonna get angry? Doesn't matter how much I know, how much I do, what kind of it. If I react in the wrong way, that's not what Hashem wants from me. Hashem wants for me to react in the right way. And, you know, the hardest thing is to really get to know our Vav Dalet, because which is the ban, the animal, because most of us don't know the animal. And the animal is so unconscious that it's actually just like let go as thinking like, well, it is already holy. It's already good. It doesn't need to change. It doesn't need to work on itself. You can't teach an old dog new tricks is something which is very true. And that's where this awareness, this new awareness comes in with the half a shekel coin, this beautiful mitzvah and the beautiful energy that we have this Shabbat, that we have allowed for us to contemplate this lesson, to bring this lesson into our lives as we prepare towards this concept of redemption, right? Because we've got Adar, which is redemption within nature, and we've got Nisan, which culminates with these four weeks of the Parshiot, which is the last letter A, which we'll speak about, God willing, which is that letter of revelation. So, you know, and it's getting into a time right now. We're getting into a time right now, which is a very beautiful time of Adar, which is a very auspicious month that we're in right now. And we're going into Nisan later on, which is a beautiful month of redemption. And this is obviously something that is in the world right now on a collective level. It's absolutely there on a collective level that the half a shekel coin is awakening all of us, whether we understand it or not, and it is causing good things. And so my, you know, our prayer, and you know, I guess collectively we could definitely agree on this, is that may all of us, you know, be more awakened and more God conscious and more respectful of each other and more loving of each other, and using the right ways of communication and respect towards each other, by really coming to a place of deepening our understanding of ourselves, as well as being examples, shining examples as well to others that we come in contact with, because they feel and they know that this is a person that is working on themselves. And You don't have to say much, and even just energetically, it has the power of shifting others as well. But there's no doubt that Hashem is really bringing this down into the world, especially this Shabbat, in a major way. And there's no question, because Hashem, when a lion roars, everyone listens. So there's no question that Hashem is roaring, God is roaring. Our animal may be a little bit, not sure what to do, but I think everyone is waking up. There's no there's n not much choice, but there's no reason to be make it apocalyptic. It's not about the apocalyptic way of looking at what's going to be redemption. We have, like, the world is beautiful, life is beautiful. Hashem gave us a beautiful world, with so many blessings. Hashem loves us so much. Life is a garden of paradise, right? In truth, right? This world is Bati Lagai. It came to my, and God is like, I want you to see that. I want you to live that, to be that with each other, with yourselves. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to do that, and not to come from the gloom and doom level of what's going to be, and to basically make this world a world of love, right? A loving kindness towards each other and towards ourselves. So, all right, my friends. Thank you, Sally. Thank you, Des. I hope you guys enjoyed this, because this is really such a profound book. And we even his style of teaching and the way that he says the words are extremely profound. And I hope, hope we did it. I think we did it justice on this, today, and try and bring this down to for our intentions, for our purposes. All right.
Thank you.
Many blessings. God bless. Sophia, Solomon, Avigail, Michelle, Nama, God bless.
Thank you, Rabbi. I wasn't able to get on Zoom because I didn't have any internet, and so I caught your last 10 minutes, so I'll watch the recording. I just wanted to say thank you. I'm going for 2 months to Bali, so I don't know if I'll be able to join you live for 2 months. So I leave in a few days for Bali. So
Beautiful.
sending you lots of love and
Beautiful.
peace for all people on
Spread.
the planet. May we find a way to live together in
Amen.
peace and harmony.
Amen. 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 Spread the good vibes there.
Yeah.
God bless. Much love.
Blessing.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
So in a replay, because I'd like to get some of the replay it again. How do I get to the replay?
Oh, on our site, on the blog.
Okay. All
It gets
right. Thank
posted. It gets posted. He posts
you.
it.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Thank
All
you.
right, guys. Blessings. Shabbat Shalom.